House Republicans are voting for Cantor's replacement on June 19th, but Cantor isn't giving up the reins of power until July 31st. He told reporters that's because he still wants to pass spending bills, energy legislation, and a handful of other bills.
We've got a lot on the floor. My team has been heavily involved with the committees in drafting legislation and making sure that we can run the floor and be expeditious in the legislative process. So we look forward to a very productive June and July.
August 1st will be here soon, and Cantor's loss after seven terms in the House has many Virginia officials on edge, especially because two Virginia lawmakers on the powerful Appropriations Committee, Democrat Jim Moran and Republican Frank Wolf, are also retiring.
Seniority is certainly significantly diminished.
That's Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott.
The delegation works well together, and that tradition, we'd expect that tradition to continue. But without the two senior members on the Appropriations Committee and the Majority Leader, the job is just harder.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says it's a blow to the Commonwealth.
It's a significant challenge to lose in our House delegation that much seniority and also some positions of influence. I think that's going to be a challenge for us.
But Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly says Cantor never did much for his district.
Federal employee issues? He led the charge the other side. Clean up at Chesapeake Bay? Not so much. Protecting transit funding and making sure that we're making those investments like the Silver Line and capital investment in the Metro? Not so much. So it gets cited, clout and seniority, but frankly, it depends on who's got it and how they use it.
Well, Cantor says he has a lot of bills he still wants to usher through the House. Immigration reform wasn't anywhere on his list, which is making advocates of reform nervous as his time as a power broker comes to a close. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.